This episode is brought to you by 7 Weeks to Radical Self-Trust, my new group coaching program designed to help you to develop a consistent practice of purposeful actions rooted in your capacity for steadfast self-awareness and self-loyalty. Through the program, you'll develop self-knowledge and skills that will lead to an alignment of values with actions, clarity of direction and peace with decision-making, increased self-confidence and self-acceptance, magnetism, energized focus, and meaningful productivity. Learn more and register for the next offering of 7 Weeks to Radical Self-Trust at katielinder.work/RST. You're listening to Life Work Q&A, episode 121. Welcome to Life Work Q&A, where I answer a listener question each week and provide resources and guidance to help you take your life and work to the next level. I'm your host, Dr. Katie Linder. On this episode, I'm issuing a bit of a challenge to any of you who want to join in with me in a fun activity for the year that I think could be really enjoyable. But first, let me give you some context. So I've mentioned a couple times on the show that I've been reading a lot of Mae Sarton's journals. And in these journals, Mae Sarton, who is she was a poet, she wrote fiction and memoir, and also she was a frequent journaler who published her journals, but she was also a really frequent letter writer, and she mentions this in many of her journals, to the point where some weeks she's writing 75 letters a week to various people all over the world. And I found this kind of shocking. Now, admittedly, this is before email. So she's kind of living in the backwoods of Maine, and she's writing to people who she's developed relationships with over the course of her career, and she doesn't have an electronic way of doing that. And so she's writing these letters. And over again, she actually talks about how challenging it is for her to write these letters, to take the time to do it. She feels like she's getting backlogged and she can't process her mail. And, you know, she's got all these other things going on, including traveling, speaking engagements, and those kinds of things. So despite the fact that she was talking about how much it was a problem for her, I really loved this idea of writing letters, and it kind of planted a seed for me, and I was thinking about how we just don't really do that anymore. We write emails, but they're very different, and they're often very business-focused, and we have kind of a mindset around email that we just kind of jot a quick note off to someone, and we're not always, I don't think anyway, I mean, I don't use email this way, writing kind of these, you know, longer narrative-based stories about what's going on in our lives. And over the years, I've had a couple of people that I do that with, that I trade kind of lengthy emails with updates, but I've kind of traded that for things like Zoom calls, and we just kind of get on a video call and talk to each other. So I've even gotten out of the habit of writing end-of-the-year letters. This was something that I know a lot of people engage in. I used to do this, giving kind of an update to friends and family about how things were going. But since I started podcasting and blogging, I guess I kind of just assumed that people could figure out what was up, you know, that way, and they could get updates through these other mediums. But the more I thought about it, the more I missed this idea of connecting with people on a one-to-one level through letter writing. And here's what I think is kind of the benefits of focusing on letter writing. One is that you really do have to slow down, especially if you're doing a handwritten letter, which is what I typically do if I'm writing a letter or a card to someone, is I will actually do a handwritten note. And so you do have to kind of slow down to make sure that your writing is legible, first of all. But also you really have to think about, how do you want to fill the page? What do you want to tell them about? What's been going on in your life that you think would be interesting for them? I also, like I mentioned, think that one of the benefits of letters is that they're usually not as business focused, especially if they're meant to be kind of the handwritten notes that you're sending to friends or family. And with email, I think we get into this mindset of it's very businessy, and we often do a lot of emailing for work. And so even if we're trying to switch gears and do something that's a little bit more focused on, you know, the personal or a little more narrative based, we're still using the same medium that we would use for business. And that's a little bit challenging for me. I also think that letters are really focused on connection. It's different than podcasting or blogging, where it's really a one-to-many platform and you're trying to share out, you know, something that you think a lot of people might be interested in learning about or hearing about. With a letter, it's very focused on that person and sometimes responding to what they've written to you, and you're kind of deepening a relationship with them. And again, I find that very different than what we do over email. I also think with letters, and this is kind of similar to what I really enjoyed about Mae Sarton's journals, is you have to focus on small moments. So yes, you can update on the bigger things that are going on in your life, but if you're going to tell like a short story about something that happened to you or to your family, you have to kind of think about, you know, what would maybe this person find interesting or funny? And, you know, what would be kind of giving them a smile if they were to read, you know, a particular thing that happened to you? And it kind of forces you to focus in on smaller moments in your life that you might want to include in a letter like that. Also, I think it's just fun to get mail. I think we can all agree that, you know, there's a lot that comes to our mailboxes that isn't that fun, like bills and all kinds of things. And it's always fun to get a letter from someone or a card that really is more than just, you know, a happy birthday with their signature on it or something. You know, like it's actually they've taken the time to write to you. And a couple other reasons I'm really drawn to this, I do feel like writing letters in some ways is kind of a form of meditation, both in the way that it's connecting you to other people, in the way that it's forcing you to slow down and have these small moments. But I think that it's also just a time to pause, and we all need more of that. I certainly do. And then, of course, there's that handwritten element, which I think is just more personal than emails, to get that handwritten note and to actually see someone's handwriting and what it looks like. So I want to do a challenge this year. I've been thinking about it for a while, and I think it would be really fun. I want to write more letters, and I want you all to help me with this. It could be cards, it could be letters, it could be postcards. I don't really care, but I want you to send me something so that I can write you a letter back. And I'm going to give you my P.O. box address so that you can send me something in the mail. I need you to make sure you put a return address on it and a name so I know who I'm writing back to. And it would be great if you gave me enough detail about something that I could actually respond to something that you have done. And of course, I will share something from my life that's going on, and maybe we can strike up a bit of a correspondence. So if you're interested in doing this letter writing challenge with me throughout the year, if it sounds fun, I don't think it's going to be that much time on your end. Who knows? I might get 50 of these letters in the mail and then I have to respond to them all. But for you, maybe you're just writing a few throughout the year. You can mail them to my P.O. Box, which is P.O. Box 1621 in Albany, Oregon, with a zip code of 97321. That's P.O. Box 1621 in Albany, Oregon, with a zip code of 97321. I'm going to put this in the show notes as well in case you want to look there. If you're driving or something right now and you can't write this down, just make a mental note to go to the show notes and find this if you want to participate. And the general idea is to just kind of, let's all slow down. Let's have more connection. Let's, you know, deepen the relationships that right now are pretty one way because you're listening to the show and I don't always know who you are on that other end. And I think it'll be kind of fun. So the other thing I would say is if you don't want to write to me, but you're interested in this letter writing challenge, take it on yourself and write to other people. Write to friends you want to reconnect with or family members or even just recognize people's birthdays with a card in the mail. Whatever you want to do this year, I think that it's a great way to deepen those connections and, you know, slow down, take a breath, and decide what is it we really want to be sharing with those relationships. So I'm going to wait and see what I get in the mail. I'll definitely update you all to see if anybody mails anything to me, but I would love if you would help me out with this challenge. Thanks so much for listening to this episode, and I'll look forward to seeing what you send me in the mail. Lifework Q&A is part of the Radical Self-Trust podcast channel, a collection of content dedicated to helping you seek self-knowledge, nurture your superpowers, playfully experiment, live your core values with intention, practice loving kindness toward yourself and others, and settle into your life's purpose. Learn more about the RST channel and access show notes and transcripts for each episode at katielinder.work/podcasts. If you found this episode helpful, please also consider rating and/or reviewing the show in iTunes.